upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, with all that we've been through, after all this time I'm coming home, I reach towards the sky.
Woo, man. I got to prepare myself because everybody in the chat, especially Punisher, probably Shock, maybe Free, most of the guys, I'm about to get made fun of a whole lot. And that's fine. I don't care. I don't care. There almost was no show today. Almost. Yay, close. Because if you don't know me by now, snakes. I don't do snakes at all. Like, I would venture to say that as far as women are concerned, I am one of the most respectful, would never lift a finger to harm a woman in any way, no matter the reason. But let me be real with you. I'll run over every single woman in this chat to get over us to get away from a snake. That is how terrified I am of snakes. I am terrified of snakes. And so, about an hour before the show was supposed to start, I opened my door. I come into my shop, the gym, studio, whatever you want to call it. I'm standing next to my Jeep. And I saw something in my peripheral vision kind of move, and I just looked down and laid up against the garage door, big old snake. Y'all, I got out of this damn building so fast, I almost had a stroke. And thank God our contractor, Matt Schutz, is here, who moved with his folks from Utah to Mississippi. I have no idea why, but I ran in the house and he's sitting at the dinner, at the dining room table. And I'm like, look, hey bro, how are you with snakes? And he goes, I don't bother me. And I said, well, good. Either you get rid of this snake or I'm not doing a show. Cause I was not coming back in here with that snake. You say what you want. I was not coming in here, without that. And I mean, dude just walked over, just picked up the snake like it was his play cousin, his long lost friend, and just walked out to the grass and, threw it out in the grass. And I mean, apparently it was a king snake. It was not venomous. I don't care. All right. I don't. Make fun of me all you want. One of the worst beatings my father ever gave to me is because I took 4 shotgun shells and put it in a king snake. And yeah, they eat venomous snakes, but I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. The only good snake is a dead one. I do not care. Period. Don't care. And I know. I see Trent already. Bougie pants. And of course, he's scared of snakes. Is anybody surprised? I don't care. Yes, I'm a redneck that's afraid of snakes. I know that's an oxymoron and it doesn't make any sense. But I don't care. I don't. There's a lot of stuff that we could literally talk about today. And I got to admit that, the main thing is Putin and Zelensky and Trump. And I mean, the main thing that everybody's talking about here on Rumble today is that. And I just, I do want to say this about it because I don't feel like my opinion was necessarily dismissed this morning. But if you're just wondering what a redneck's opinion is on, are we going to see a peace deal? Graham says it would be by October. Y'all, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. And I'm not doubting President. This has nothing to do, and I mean nothing to do, with President Trump's ability to close deals, to influence people. It has nothing to do with the president. Nothing. But it's like I said on Dear America this morning. I see way too much that has risen up against President Trump and against every decision he's made, against every executive order he signed, against every bill he's passed. I mean, you literally have Democrats in D.C. right now protesting against the safety and security of the American people. Like, you have Democrats that are actually for criminals and crime right now. You have Democrats that are legitimately, no, we should just open up the borders and let everybody come in here. You know, break, it don't matter if it's in the Constitution or not. Doesn't matter if it's in the United States Code or not. We don't care because, you know, we don't care. They hate President Trump so much that they're literally willing to find a judge in any state, doesn't matter, to override an executive order that the Supreme Court has already decided on. That's how much they don't care. And like I said on Dear America this morning, do you really think that President Trump is the only American politician that Zelensky's talking to? And if you think that, you're crazy. You're freaking crazy. The Democrats will do anything to make sure that there is no peace between Ukraine and Russia, because if they decide by the end of the week that this is over and done and he gives up Crimea or whatever else and Putin calls off the dogs, Zelensky calls off the dogs, the Democrats know that's the nail in the coffin for the midterms. It's done. It's done. And they will do whatever it takes to keep that war going until after the midterms. I'm sorry. And as H.R. Shaw just said, and Lindsey Graham is, you can't tell where he begins and Zelensky ends. So not only do you have Democrats that are willing to do whatever it takes. Legacy media, whatever it takes, whatever headline you want us to write, we will write. You've also got rhinos, warmongering, war profiteering rhinos in the swamp. They don't want that well to dry up. Zelensky doesn't want that well to dry up. And he's this big. He's a micro mini pimp, but understand something. All right. This is little Caesar here. He doesn't want to give up power, and he knows if the war's over, he has to have an election. They're going to have to hold an election, and he's gone. And then he's going to candle in the wind, be gone. And no, not happening. And there's no incentive for Putin either. There is none. There is none. So as I said about the Epstein stuff, I've never wanted to be more wrong, but I know the swamp. I've seen the swamp. I've seen how they do things. I see what they're willing to do, the lengths they're willing to go, the lies they're willing to tell, and the manipulation they're willing to do in order for all of this stuff to not happen. And so I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think we're making that October deadline. No, that's pretty good, Shock. Yeah, almost didn't have a show last week because he saw his shadow. I ain't that scary. I mean, I just don't do snakes. All right, so I'm going to put this in the column. I want to put this first clip in the column of I had to see it, and therefore, so do you. And that's the best way I can describe it. So we know that for whatever reason, the libs, like these, like libtards, I mean, they're a musical people. You know, they like to sing made up hymns. You know, they like to do all kind of musical numbers and stuff. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't see this one coming. I really didn't. Apparently, a bunch of people are walking around D.C. with a child's with a child's musical instrument. So I can't really explain it, but I had to see it. Therefore, so do you. So here we go. No idea what this thing is right here. You know, I got nothing. I got nothing. You know, I mean, I seriously at this point, I just weep for humanity because these people vote, these people raise children. I mean, you know, these people drive cars. I mean, they do. And no, they're just walking around the neighborhood blowing kazoos. You know, I mean, wearing, you know, bug goggles and whatnot. Now, if this was a bunch of 8, 9, 10-year-olds, okay, cool. But no, these are grown folks walking around blowing kazoos. So, you know, hey, you're welcome. You know, that's all I can say. That's just, you know, no rhyme or reason. It's just one of those clips where, hey, I had to see it. And, you know, just like that dog and all dogs go to heaven, I believe in sharing, by God. But I've seen this clip like 4 or 5 times, and I still can't figure out how this happened. It's kind of interesting that this actually happened at a Mexican restaurant in our hometown. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but I can't even imagine, like, you're sitting down, like, these are, like, food critics, food influencers. I mean, they're sitting down, and everything looks hunky-dory, and everything looks real. I mean, look, it looks cool. The food looks great. Everything looks wonderful. And then, you know, then this happens.
Boom. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful. And yeah, just a, you know, car tries to drive through the restaurant. And I mean, apparently these folks are like food critics and food influencers. Yeah, that must have been like a restaurant owner that got a bad review on Yelp or something. I don't know, but I can't even imagine like that right there. I mean, this literally happened at a Mexican restaurant in our town, except dude went into the restaurant like 4 tables deep when it was closed, but like right through, put his own drive-through window right there. So anyway, so I have a question. All right. And I'm serious here. I'm not trying to be funny with this clip in any way. I'm not. It's just, I wasn't necessarily, I can't say that I wasn't raised sheltered in any sense of the word. Okay. I saw a lot of stuff by the time I was like 18, 19 years old, but drugs was never in the mix. Like I mean, I've seen weed, but I've never physically seen cocaine. I've never physically seen meth, heroin. The only drug I've ever physically laid my eyes on is marijuana. That's the only drug I've ever laid my eyes on. And so like, I just want to ask a question here because literally I'm ignorant. What drug makes a person do what I'm about to show you? What drug makes a person do this? And more importantly, why would you take a drug that makes you do this? I can't figure it out. So y'all gonna have to help me here. I have no idea what drug makes a person do this thing right here. Just help somebody help me understand it. I got nothing. What drug makes you do this? Like, just sit there. Like, just, you know, statues. And how is the dude, how is he still standing? Like, I have no idea what drug makes you just out like this. I got nothing. Like, I'm dead. I have no clue. Like, no idea. And yeah, I mean, I thought people did drugs to, like, have fun. I mean, I don't mean fun as in, like, they're fun. Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. But, like, when I think of people addicted to drugs, this is not the poster that I would think you would want. Now, I've heard of a lot of people taking a lot of crazy stuff. You know, just a couple counties over, this is how bored people are in Mississippi. Just a couple counties over, like a couple years ago, somebody got the bright idea to spray wasp, like stingy wasp, ouch, hornet, wasp, whatever, wasp spray on a grate for a grill and then cook it until it crystallized, scrape it off, and then they injected it in themselves. And apparently, like, it's like an amazing high. I don't know. But I want to meet the person, like, legit, I want to meet the person that has a bottle of wasp spray and goes, oh, yeah, I got an idea. This is great. Like, that person could cure cancer. Like seriously. Like, that person could cure cancer. And I got some people, like, Shock says it's called Trank, like horse tranquilizer and fentanyl mixed. I mean, who thinks of this stuff? Like, seriously, who thinks of this stuff? That's just amazing. And I've had run-ins with fentanyl one time in my life. One time, I got completely trashed off of fentanyl it was an accident, total accident. When my grandfather passed away, he was in hospice care, and when he finally passed, we called in the coroner, got the family out. You know, I got my grandmother, his wife, my dad, his sons, got everybody out the house, and I helped the coroner get my grandfather out of the bed and into the body bag. And apparently, you know, we were taking stuff, you know, the medical stuff off of him, and he had a patch on his leg and a sticky patch on his forearm. And, you know, that's my grandfather. I wasn't wearing gloves. I took the patch off his leg and it stuck to my hand and I'm sitting here shaking it. And I said, you know what, whatever. And I stuck it to my arm. I took the other one off and stuck it to my other arm. And I'm sitting there doing stuff in the corner, looked up, and he goes, hey, get that off your skin now. And I'm like, okay, what? He said, bro, those are fentanyl patches. And at the time, I didn't know what that was. Y'all, I could see sounds. Like, I ain't never been like that in my life. And I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine somebody wanting to do that on purpose. So, no. I mean, just in total insanity. Total insanity. But as I've told you guys before, and anytime this man says something like this, I'm going to have to play it. Because, again, as I've told you time and time again, you will never see my name on an election ballot for anything. I won't so much as, like, run for mayor. Like, I'm not interested in running for government office. I'm just not. But if by some miraculous, like if God comes to me in a dream and says, Todd, I want you to run for this, then obviously I would answer the call. But if I happen to ever cross that threshold, John Kennedy is the politician that I aspire to be. Yes, Donald Trump is amazing, and he is funny. He's not as funny as John Kennedy. Like, he's not. John Kennedy is the funniest politician in the country. And so here's another Kennedyism right here. And I mean, it's just as funny as the last ones. Somebody just called me crayon patches. That's pretty funny. Here we go.
With us now, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy. Good to see you, sir. Thank you. Are Republicans having fun these days?
I wouldn't describe it as fun. I enjoy my job, but I'm not sure that fun is the right term. I think we're winning more than we're losing. Some of that is due to Republicans, but a lot of it, as you pointed out, Leland, is due to Democrats. As I've said before, you never interfere with your opponent when he's kicking his own ass.
With us now, Louisiana.
I mean, seriously, though, you know, you say what you want, but where's the lie? I mean, between Operation Let Them Speak, you know, the AOC and Jasmine Crockett are the reason why there are instructions on a shampoo bottle. And now you don't interfere when you're with your opponent while they're kicking their own ass. I mean, you don't. It's beautiful. I love this man. I absolutely love, love, love this man. Okay. Now, somebody sent me this clip yesterday. I guess y'all didn't think my blood pressure was high enough. So I got sent this yesterday, and I'm going to play it, and then we're going to explain it, okay? And just why this is wrong on so many levels. So, all right, as you can see, you've got this little fella right here holding a badge, and he no speak the English. So here we go. All right, he says, I'm here with the Marines, and we Marines are crazy. It was already known that they ice is causing problems. It's 25 of us Marines. We, U.S. Marines. It's better for ICE to leave because we'll bust them. We are Marines. Okay, so the premise of the whole clip here is Julio here says that him and 24 other Marines are running around the San Fernando Valley busting ICE agents. This dude is, if he's as much a Marine as I am a damn astronaut. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure some of you in the chat, like, you know, Shock and Johnny Marine, maybe the Peckerwood Punisher, have noticed that this is a guy who claims to be a Marine, but his patrol cap is an Air Force patrol cap. That is an Air Force cap right there. So he's wearing a, see his stupid, see, put it back on. And it's got lieutenant rank. There it is. You can see the top of it. Lieutenant rank. And last time I checked, I don't remember Marines riding around with badges. So, yeah. No. And whoever sent me that, thank you. That was a Air Force cap with a BDU top and some kind of American flag vest he's got on. So, yeah, this guy is definitely not a Marine because I know Marines very well, and the one thing all Marines have in common is whether you're currently in the Marine Corps or you've been out of the Marine Corps for 80 years, they live by the same motto, once a Marine, always a Marine, and I'm here to tell you, I've never met a Marine that's willing to put on the cap or patrol cap of the Chair Force, okay? Not going to happen. Not going to happen, all right? Not going to happen. At all. So, not a Marine. Not a Marine. Okay. So, yeah, this individual here claims that trans people are just highly evolved humans. I mean, you can't make it up.
Abundantly clear here, not only are trans people sacred, they are wildly evolved human beings. I'm going to invite you to imagine for a moment the amount of strength, courage, self-knowing, and profound self-development that is required in order to walk through the world in your authentic embodiment, knowing that most people will deeply misunderstand you. The average person will not walk through the world in their authentic embodiment, knowing that even one or two people in their circle will misunderstand them.
Okay, I can't listen to the rest of it, but all right, first off, saying that trans people are just more evolved human beings and their They're brave. They're more brave and courageous than anybody. Listen, it doesn't take a whole lot of courage to be the suckiest male track athlete in the state and then just decide to be a girl so you can compete. That doesn't take courage. That takes cowardice. All right. And if you listen, if you go back and you really listen to this lady talk, I mean, there is another 34 seconds in this, guys. I mean, seriously. This right here, this video, this woman, and I'm going to show her face again. Let me tell you what this is, because I've seen it happen. Y'all ever been around somebody that just hit like that either has a marijuana card or just does it, whatever? All right. And y'all are just around watching ball game or doing whatever. And this person just really hit the gummy a little too hard and they start talking and they're using like big $10 words and it makes no sense whatsoever. But on their face, it's like, this is the greatest thing and the biggest epiphany I've ever had. Listen, don't hit the record button. Okay. Don't, because this is what just happened. Like, I'm sorry. That's what just happened. And either that or like Harley Girl said, she's just hard R retarded, which, I mean, it could be both. Now, this is something, this next clip is something we're going to spend a little bit of time on, okay? Because I really want to tear this particular clip apart. Prepare to be enraged. I might pause it a few times in the middle of it, but here we go.
Can I rant on here? How are you in a church celebrating in America right now?
That's totally normal right there. I'm gonna do it again.
Can I rant on here? How are you in a church celebrating in America right now?
Okay.
Imagine being mad at me in the comments because I think going to church as a Christian in America is hypocrisy if your church doesn't speak to the mass deportation of people seeking asylum, hate-filled speech from the president that you elected, yada, yada, so on, so forth, bigotry. But I also think that like the Holy Spirit can be accessed by anyone ever. And now that the Pope has passed, we actually have access to his spirit too.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. First off. All right. And I'm gonna get to the rest of it in a minute. Okay. First off, the first little, you know, Ultimate Warrior impression. How can you go to a church in America and whatever, and be a Christian and go to a church in America? First off, okay, being a Christian, and I know this is hard to understand, being a Christian has nothing to do with being an American. Okay, let's get that out of the way first. Okay, being an American has nothing to do with being a Christian. Okay, America is not involved in the Bible anywhere, except we were founded by biblical truths. We were founded by Christianity, by our founders who were Christians, who were practicing Christians. So other than that, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you're an American, and just because you're an American doesn't mean you're a Christian, okay? So first off, you're retarded. And this, the second part, okay, I was with you for one little thing, okay? I got to go back here. Hang on. All right, here we go. All right,
but I also think that like the Holy Spirit can be accessed by anyone ever.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, the Holy Spirit can be accessed by anyone at any time. But then,
and now that the Pope has passed, we actually have access to his spirit too. Imagine.
What? Like you have access to the Pope's spirit? I'm pretty sure that's not how that works. Like, I don't think that's how that works. Like, I don't. Like I buy into like every once in a while the red bird, the cardinal thing, like, a, you know, when people say, when you see a cardinal, that's loved ones that have gone on, you know, I do, that's possible. Like there's just been too many occurrences between my grandfather passing and cardinals showing up, you know, next to me and watching me, you know, flying. I mean, it's too weird. But the Pope's spirit. Okay.
And being mad at me, and I'm on a shaker thinking of those things and believing. Jesus loves me so much that I bought my own house as a single mother of three. Jesus loves me so much that I'm a single mother.
I don't even understand that statement. Like, I don't, I don't, I don't, I don't, Yeah, Jesus loves you, but I don't think it has anything to do with you being a single mom. Like, I really don't. Like, somebody should douse that woman with holy water. I'm just saying, you know, because I don't want to get into it, the whole immigration thing and you know, people saying you can't be a Christian and be for immigration. Yeah, you can, because there's immigration all throughout the Bible, all throughout it. Okay. And you want to know who has a more stricter immigration policy than we do? That'd be Jesus. Okay. Because he tells us point blank, narrow gate, not the wide one, not the easy one. Okay, not the one that everybody else is going through. I'm the narrow gate. And some of yous ain't getting in. So I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I mean, if are there any, where's TJ when you need him? You know, that's a question for TJ, because the Pope's spirit, is that a Catholic thing? Like, you know, I mean, is it? Is that a Catholic thing? So when TJ jumps in the chat, you know, somebody say something, because that's a question I have for TJ, because I don't know. Like, is that a Catholic thing? I don't know. I got nothing. So, I don't know what me and Graham have talked about this a million times. Like, you know, when you're talking about the abortion issue, you know, will there ever be a federal ban on abortion? No, there won't be. It's never going to happen. But, you know, what can we do to prevent abortion? You know, I mean, you've got responsibility, you've got accountability, you've got, you know, use protection, you've got things you can do. But this particular woman right here, I mean, she's got the idea. She says, I know how to solve the root problem of abortion. And, I mean, what y'all think? I mean, what y'all think?
Mandatory vasectomies for baby boys. Yeah, I said it. And if that made you flinch, good. You won't want to miss part two either. Trust me. You want to solve half of society's problems? Start there. Because here's the truth. Men don't want to wear condoms. They don't want accountability. They want raw. And when the baby comes, they say, oh, it's not my problem. So fine. Mandatory vasectomies. Problem solved. Abortions, they would drop overnight. Date rape pregnancies, gone. Single motherhood, cut in half. Generational trauma, reduced. And crime would plummet. Because fatherless homes are the number one pipeline to gangs, violence, and prison. Fix the fathers, fix the future. This one move would take women out of survival mode, kids out of poverty, and society out of chaos. And the only ones mad would be the ones that never wanted accountability in the first place. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that is this demon's idea is, you know how we're going to prevent abortion in single parent homes is mandatory vasectomies for baby boys. Or, now, I'm not trying to offend ladies here, but it's men can't just get the heir pregnant. You know, I think we need to teach our young boys accountability, responsibility, doing the right thing. And we need to teach our little girls to, you know, put your knees together, you know, put your knees together and say no. I personally think that would solve all of our problems, is teach your children responsibility, teach them accountability, teach them abstinence until marriage, teach boys don't be putting your pecker in places, and teach girls put your knees together, like just put them together, and problem solved. I mean, problem solved right there. I mean, pretty simple. Now. If we want to have a mandatory vasectomy trailer out in front of the DNC, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. You know, 100% all about it. Like, you know, mandatory vasectomies for all liberals. I 100% agree with that. So, speaking of our children, I really thought that we were really wrapping up it's never going to fully end, but I really thought that we were wrapping up this trend of girls going, you know, boys going in girls' locker rooms and girls going in boys' locker rooms, at least in school, you know, high school. Because in Virginia, it just happened and some kids got suspended for it, but not the kids that you would think got suspended. So, here you go. This is Fox News, Brett Bauer here reporting about some school in Virginia.
The school year in Virginia getting started, but there's already controversy over transgender issues. Many districts defying President Trump's orders. Chief Washington correspondent Mike Emanuel is here tonight with that story. Good evening, Mike.
Brett, good evening. Fox News has confirmed two male students in Loudoun County, Virginia public schools are being suspended for their interaction with a female student who identifies as a male. The female student recorded the interaction in the boys' locker room. The male students are being accused of sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination for their reaction to a biological girl being in the boys' locker room. An attorney representing the male student says the punishment is 10-day suspension and a no-contact order with the complaining student. A new school year is starting with five Northern Virginia school districts in hot water with the education department for violating a directive to come into compliance by last Friday on its gender identity policies. Quote, the Virginia districts will have to defend their embrace of radical gender ideology over ensuring the safety of their students. Alexandria City Public Schools board chair and its superintendent tried to reassure its community that things won't change. Quote, please know that ACPS's current policies regarding the rights of all students to use restrooms and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity will remain in place. America First Legal filed complaint with the Education Department against the five districts and is blasting their leadership for defying a federal directive.
Now, so to make a long story short, all right, a girl who thinks she's a boy, which this never happens. Like, this never happens. A girl that thinks she's a boy goes up in the boys' locker room and the boys, you know, hey, what the hell are you doing? You know, get out of here. They belittle her. They tell her to leave, tell her to get out of there, and they get suspended for it. Which people are like, oh, Todd, they shouldn't have filmed her. They shouldn't have filmed her, you know, which she was fully clothed, but they shouldn't have filmed it. They shouldn't have made fun of her. Let me ask you a question. Okay, and I'm being serious here, okay? Before you start hammering these boys. All right, is TJ in here? Good. TJ, I got a question for you. It's a Catholic question, so it's for you. All right, really quick, let me get this question out. All right, before you belittle these boys and say they were wrong, what would happen to a boy that walked in the girls' locker room? That's called a sexual assault, sexual harassment charge. You know, you're not getting suspended for that. All right. You're not. You're not getting suspended for that. You're going to jail for that. All right. You try your best to do your best in, you know, impression of the movie Porky's. Yeah, you're going to jail. But if a girl who identifies as a boy walks in, oh, nobody says a damn thing. Nobody says nothing. All right. Nothing. Nobody says a thing. I'm going to tell you right now, I do have boys. And I would be at that school every single day until either they listened or I went to jail. And here is one of the young men right here. Apparently, he was supposed to graduate early. And that didn't happen because of an incident just like this.
You know, a lot's happened. Wasn't able to walk a graduation. My offer to work for the Forest Service was rescinded, but that's a part of life as I'm learning, and I'm going to continue to grow from here. I'm not going to dwell on it.
Okay, so this young man right here is from California, all right, and he was not allowed to walk during his school's graduation ceremony because he said boys are boys, girls are girls. And he applied to be on the Forestry Commission, and that application got rescinded because all he did, where's my book? All he did, uh, what happened to trust the science? Like, what happened to trust the science? Like, you didn't let this young man walk across the thing for graduation. You just rescinded his application to, you know, work in the Forestry Commission in California because he said boys are boys and girls are girls. Like, what happened to trust the science? Did we not do that anymore? What, is that what we do? Is that not? Okay. I mean, I'm just asking, you know. Always keep that book around just for conversations like this. For sure. Yeah, and I agree with you in the chat. He better not apologize. Okay. Shift in focus. And I've got to put my disclaimer up again because this is becoming an everyday thing. So have you noticed, and I have, that every time the Democrats win, it is we're securing democracy. We're protecting democracy. Every time they win an argument or win a court battle or win an election or whatever, it's we're protecting democracy. Every time they lose, especially here recently, have you noticed the three words, black and brown? They've been using that a lot lately. Black and brown, black and brown. And it's funny to me because when they talk about illegals, they don't say, you know, Latino people. They say, yeah, they're black and brown. No, they're not. They're brown. They're brown. 99.9% brown. Brownie brown, brown. They're not black. They're not black. Okay, they're brown. Not black, brown. But they've been saying black and brown quite a bit. Every time they lose, they turn it into, well, it's because, you know, Republicans are racist. Because, you know, black and brown. And black and brown. So Jasmine Crockett's back. I really was hoping she was going to disappear because she's going to be gone soon. Thank God. I'm so happy. But she's back, and let's listen to what this epitard has to say here.
Away when you call Texas. So all of the races fill away when you call them exactly what they are.
Oh, I can't.
Texas.
Golly, quit it.
So all of the races fill away when you call them exactly what they are. When you say, oh, you guys are racist and you guys are trying to implement racist practices with these racist maps, right? So, you know, people getting their feelings, oh, how dare you? It's like, bro, I get that you took your hood off, but your hood is still there. Like, we see it. We know what we see, okay?
All right. And I mean, she doubles down.
Possible to flood our state. Like, when it's election time, I want them to be so mad that they did all of this because we have people coming from the entire country to Texas to make sure that this little scheme that they tried to pull where they were just going to steal and diminish the voices of black and brown people.
There it is.
I want us to be so loud that they actually go running and trying to figure out what's that little racist town they all hiding in and some, what is it, Missouri, Arkansas. I think they all ran to Arkansas. That's where they need to run off to. That's how I want them to feel after this election. So no matter what happens, I need y'all to stay in this fight because literally the war is just starting.
Okay. And yes, I'm going to play the video for TJ. So TJ, don't go anywhere real quick, bro. Stay put. All right. Again, black and brown. Okay. So here's the thing with your racist maps and your racist decisions. And why was it not racist when you did it in Illinois? Why is it not racist when you did it in California? You look at Massachusetts, Maine, the whole New England Patriots area up there is all gender married or whatever, or gerrymandered. Gender married. That's what it should be. Gerrymandered. Illinois. Why was it not racist when you did your states first? Like, you did it first. All right. But it wasn't racist then because, see, when y'all do stuff, it's for protecting democracy. And let's call it what it is. It's cheating. It's at 100% what Governor Abbott in Texas is doing is cheating. 100. But I'm here for it. 100%. You set the standard. All right, the Democrats set the standard. You set the rules. Now you're pissed that we're playing by them. All right, that Governor Abbott, Ken Paxton, and the rest of the Texas legislature have the balls to play by the rules you set. But when you do it, it's democracy. We're protecting democracy. When we do it, it's you're racist and black and brown, because that's all you have to stand on. But here's the kicker. All right, to Jasmine Crockett Chit, Maxwell Frost, and the little ball-headed chick on wherever the hell she's from, please listen to this Mississippi redneck right here. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying it. Please, please keep telling black people that they're Uncle Toms and racist. Please keep telling all of white people that they're racist. Please keep this narrative going. Please keep it going, because your approval rating is almost in the tank. And we're going to clean sweep this thing in 2026, 2028, and as long as you continue this BS. Like, so please, please keep it up. Keep it up, please. Let me take my disclaimer down. So there you go. All right, so TJ, my man, all right, I need you to explain this. Okay, let me go back and find it. Da-da-da-da. All right, TJ, here is your Catholic question, because I have no idea what this means. So, TJ, this is for you, buddy. What does this mean?
So on, so forth, bigotry. But I also think that, like, the Holy Spirit
not this
can
part.
Be accessed by anyone ever. And now that the Pope has passed, we actually have access to his spirit, too. Imagine being mad.
Okay, TJ, I mean, you're one of the very few Catholics that I know, and you're very well-versed in Catholicism. Do y'all have access to the Pope's spirit after they die? I'm curious, because I don't know. All right. But anyway, moving on. And again, with the whole black and brown thing. All right. With the whole black and brown thing. This is L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. All right. Karen Bass. Guess what she's about to say?
I'm very concerned about that. And not only that, I'm concerned about the way he is rolling that out in Washington, D.C., which is essentially essentially going after young black and brown youth. Woo! In Washington, D.C.
There it is. Black and brown youth. All right. And TJ says, not in any way. This is not a Catholic view at all. We don't take each other's spirits like the Highlander. There can be only one. I love it. Thank you. Yeah. So here we go. Let's continue this. Jasmine Crockett again on CNN.
And so I want people to see him and understand who he is. This is a person that has a problem with people of color, period. I don't care how many black MAGA out there with their hats. I want to be clear, when we look at who it is that he's kicking out of this country as people of color, when we look at who he always disrespects and says that they are low IQ, even though when you look at his cabinet, this has to be the most incompetent cabinet we have ever had in the history of this country. When we're talking about people that literally have the ability to drop bombs or order that bombs be dropped or make recommendations that bombs be dropped, and they literally don't know how to get the signal chat right. So we're talking about low IQ individuals, but so long as they say that this guy is their guy, and usually if they work for a certain news network, that's the only qualification that's necessary. I've got news for the president. I am not going anywhere. No matter how many squiggly lines they draw in the state of Texas, I will be back and I will be on his behind and making sure the real accountability that the American people are demanding, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or independents, that it is had when the Democrats take control of this House in the midterms.
You know what? And here's the scare. Let me just, y'all, are y'all ready for this? Because I'm about to scare the piss out of you. All right. Like, seriously, there is a tiny, and I mean a tiny portion of me that does not want to see Jasmine Crockett lose her seat in Congress. Hear me out. Hear me out. Because can you imagine this demon with no restraint? Like, right now, you can kind of look at her and go, you know, I mean, they're really not preventing her from saying anything, okay? But there's still a line she can't cross, all right? Can you imagine what this devil is going to be like when she's not an elected official? Like, and she really turns on the ghetto and has no restraint whatsoever? Ugh. She will be a guest star on Joy Reid's Substack because, according to Joy Reid yesterday, white people have never invented everything, and everything we have in this country is stolen from black inventors. And that's a quote. Like, that's not me making it up. That's a damn quote. But anyway, whatever. And so, today's clip of I'll Take What Never Happened for 800, Alex, is elected official Maxwell Frost apparently toured Alligator Alcatraz today. And, you know, he gave his report. I mean, he gave his report. And I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm just going to I want to play one key piece of the puzzle here.
And when those doors opened, you know, what I saw made my heart sink. I saw 32 people per cage, about six cages in the one tent. I saw a lot of people, young men who looked like me and people who were my age. People were yelling, help me, help me. I heard in the back someone say, I'm a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. Again, I'll take things that never happened for 800, Alex. And if they did happen, if you had people in there screaming and crying and sobbing, and you had several people in there saying, but I'm an American citizen. Okay. All right. Here's what I want you to do next, Mr. Frost. All right. I want you to go to death row. All right, you pick it. Whatever penitentiary, user choice, okay? User choice. Go to whatever penitentiary you want to and go to death row and just walk around. 95% of the inmates on death row are going to tell you they're innocent, okay? All right, because you're a politician and either A, you made all that crap up, which I'm really like, leaning towards, or B, of course they're gonna say they're American citizens. Okay, just like we have nothing but innocent people in prison. Like, dude, get the hell out of here. You know, whatever. Okay, this in response to all the crap going. DHS just put this out. And I said on Dear America this morning what DHS is contemplating doing, and that's putting ICE agents in way stations so this truck driver crap that happened in Florida never happens again. They did something way better than that, even though I still think they need to do it. They just announced that they're going to begin – well, here, I'll let you read it straight from DHS. They're going to begin penalizing – immigrants for anti-American behavior and social media posts. All right. Officers are instructed to scour social media looking for anti-American activities, posting anti-American rhetoric, or expressing common calls with terrorist organizations will be considered an overwhelmingly negative, whatever, I don't know, negative factor or whatever. 100% do this. Okay, the next little ticky-talkie I see with your F-ICE burn, you know, docks ICE, and you got a little Mexican flag in the background, I want to see ICE agents come in, thunder kick you, tase you, watch you flop around like a fish, and then carry your ass out in cuffs. All right, that's my dream, ticky-talkie, right there. That's my dream. All right, enough. I mean, I get it. Okay, whatever. You have freedom of speech. Yeah, if you're a citizen. Yeah, go to Mexico and start, you know, start protesting anti-Mexican government stuff. See what happens to you there. All right. They'll throw you in prison. All right. Quickly. Quickly. So, yeah, taser the piss out of them. I just want to see it. All right. So I want to play this clip. I kind of talked about it yesterday on the show. You know, when Donald Trump said the election stuff due to war in Ukraine. So now the president has decided to go after mail-in. And this is the whole premise of the show today. And I'm sorry it took me so long to get to it. But President Trump has decided to go after mail-in voting. And I 1,000,000,000% agree with this. All right. Mail-in voting should not be legal. All right. And let me tell you why. It's not an opinion. It's not something that I just think. It's something that me and Kendra physically saw. Okay, y'all remember back in like September, October of last year, me and Kendra went to Arizona. You know, we went with the Trump campaign, Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, chasing ballots for President Trump in Arizona. We don't have mail-in voting here in Mississippi. Well, we don't have it. It doesn't exist. All right, you have to go. My voting center is about a mile up the road at the community or the fire station, the volunteer fire station, right up the road on the left. Okay, you got to walk up there. You can't be wearing any political shirts or nothing like that. You have to have your ID, stand your ass in line. All right, check your little box, put it in the machine, and walk out in person. Okay, in person. So when we get to Arizona, it was a complete just wow. Okay, people knock on the door. I don't know if I turned my ballot in. I'm not even sure if I got it. Well, my little form here says that you got it, that it was here. Well, I don't know where that thing is. How is that secure? Like, what prevents somebody going mailbox to mailbox to mailbox or to a copy machine and just stuffing ballot boxes full of mail-in ballots? Like, there is nothing anybody in this chat, in this country, can tell me to convince me that mail-in voting, mail-in ballots was put in to help elections other than to cheat. Like, I'm sorry. No, this should have never happened. Never happened to begin with. Ever. Mail-in ballot, mail-in voting, no. You either show your ass up to vote, all right, with an ID, or just don't do it. You know, whatever. I don't care which one you choose. All right, I think it's your duty and responsibility to vote, but no. Get your lazy ass off the couch, all right, and go to the fire station or community center or wherever. And check your little box like it. You're not special. All right? Sorry, you're not. But, and so this is what the president had to say about it. And I agree with it 1,000,000%.
So between paper ballots, very, very important, paper ballots, and I think maybe even more important, the mail-in voting. We're going to end mail-in voting. It's a fraud. If you have mail-in vote, even Jimmy Carter with this commission, they set it up. He said, the one thing about mail-in voting, you will never have an honest election if you have mail-in.
You won't.
It's time that the Republicans get tough and stop it, because the Democrats want it. It's the only way they can get elected, because with men and women sports and with transgender for everybody and open borders and all of the horrible thing. And now the new thing is they love crime. They're fighting me on the fact that I've made Washington, D.C. safe. We're not going to get mugged, beaten up, or killed like all the people you've been watching get so badly hurt. I'm glad. I hate to take your time with this, but.
And I'm going to tell you, like, what's about to happen, okay? What's about to happen is he's going after mail-in voting, all right? And I hope he wins. I really do. But let me tell you what's about to happen, all right? The Democrats are going to say, well, you know, that just completely takes away the black and brown vote. They're going to find a way to spin it where black people won't be able to vote without mail-in voting. They've been doing it here in Mississippi forever, ever. Okay. Ever. So you can shut that up. And they're going to find ways to spin it. Okay. I didn't show it on purpose, but like this moron right here. Okay. Look up at the top. Our soldiers deployed overseas vote by mail. They put their lives on the line for us, but Trump doesn't think they deserve to vote. You, sir, Ruben Gallego, or whatever the hell you're the stupidest individual on the planet. All right. Again, I don't understand why all of a sudden, the military is being used as political pawns all of a sudden. When you guys didn't give a damn about us during the Biden administration, y'all didn't give two shits about anybody in a uniform. Okay. You kick them out because they refused to take a vaccination. You put homeless and illegals in front of the line on them during at the VA. Like, all of a sudden, they're like your favorite thing, and you want to hold them close. And if you think for one second that absentee ballots and mail-in voting is the same thing, okay, you need to go have the vasectomy the lady was talking about, because you shouldn't be allowed to have kids. Like, seriously. And I question whether somebody has to follow you around 24 hours a day and saying, hey, don't forget to breathe. Stop it. But, you know, don't take it from me. Do y'all remember Jenna Griswold? And no, I'm not talking about Christmas Vacation either. All right, I'm talking about the Secretary of State in Colorado. Let me just show you this right here really quick. So according to Colorado state law, any person who knowingly publishes or causes to be published passwords or other confidential information relating to a voting system shall immediately have their authorized access revoked and is guilty of a class 5 felony. All right. So y'all remember this particular demon right here. That's her. Okay, that leaked the passwords for the voting machines in Colorado. This is the Secretary of State now, all right? And you just read the law. Immediately revoked, class 5 felony. Didn't happen. But, you know, CNN, because they're just, I didn't even show you that, did I? Crap. Well, Rumble Studios is crap in the bed this afternoon. All right, let's get back to this. All right, let me show y'all this again. I'll read it again for you. So right there, any person who knowingly publishes or causes to be published passwords or other confidential information relating to a voting system shall immediately have their authorized access revoked and is guilty of a class 5 felony. Okay, so this is Jenna Griswold right here, the demon that leaked the passwords during the presidential election. Yeah, she's still the Secretary of State. All right, and they ask her about mail-in voting. I mean, you can't make this crap up.
We are in conversations with our attorneys to make sure we're defending Colorado's elections. Look, mail ballots are secure. They cannot be hacked because they're a piece of paper. That is increasingly more important as Trump has made our elections less secure since taking office again. He's disbanded much of the federal government's work on countering foreign disinformation and is obviously taking cues about democracy from a dictator, Putin.
I just have a question to anybody that lives in Colorado. Why have you guys not risen up as one and slayed these people? I just don't understand it. You literally had the Secretary of State for the state of Colorado leak passwords to your state's election. And according to your state law, should have lost access immediately and charged with a class 5 felony. Nope, didn't happen. Instead, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give her a guest spot on CNN to talk about how secure mail-in voting really is. I mean, I don't have the words to explain, okay, this equation. Like, I don't. I mean, I'm bad enough about being a crayon eater, but there is no outside the box, inside the box, or outside the planet kind of thinking that I can do to make this make sense in any way, shape, form, or fashion at all. I don't get it. I don't. I have no idea. I got nothing. So have you seen the crime statistics? And we're getting close on time here, but I want to run through these really, really quickly. Okay. So according to the DC Police Union, in DC, robberies down 46%, carjacking 83%, car theft 21%, violent crime 22%, property crimes down 6%, all crimes down 8%. Yet they're still blowing their kazoos and acting crazy and all this stuff. But just listen to the residents of D.C. themselves, okay? Because you're getting two different stories here.
I enjoy having extra security. I think it's a good thing. I mean, you want to feel safe when you're out and about, especially
females.
It's a good thing because it actually reinforces the fact that America is secure, safe, stable.
Elliot Reed says he supports the federal involvement.
As a moderate, as a centrist, I think something needs to be done. I have 3 kids. I'm about to start teaching next week. I want it to be safe.
Then you switch to you switch to Boston. All right, the mayor of Boston just held a rally and said, "Yeah, we're not listening to Trump. If ICE comes in here, we're going to detain them. We're not going to help them. We're not going to do anything." And like I said, you know, they're a musical people. Like they're the left is a musical people. So they open the rally with this, and you can't make it up.
Everybody, hoo-hoo-yah, hoo-hoo-yah.
Really? I mean, y'all, has it not just become like a legit like comedy special? I mean, the politics from the left. I can't, for the life of me, I can't comprehend. I can't. Because stupidity, ignorance, and hard R retarded, those are just not strong enough words to explain how somebody can watch Jasmine Crockett, how somebody can watch this, can watch blowing kazoos, how somebody can watch this and go, that's it right there. That is the organization. That is the political party that I'm going to hitch my wagon to. I'm just, y'all, like, retarded is not a strong enough word. Like, I mean, it's really not. Okay? I don't get it. But before we get out of here, I got to get my man crush out of the way with Pete Hegseth. Okay, because him and RFK are hanging out. They're teaming up and going through this amazing workout that I would not do, absolutely would not do. And they're trying to make America healthy again. And I absolutely love every second of it. Watch this.
1, 2, 3.
Whoa!
1, 2, 3.
Two.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're HHS Secretary. I'm here with Secretary Hegseth from the Department of Defense. And we had our big Peabody challenge today. 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups. You try to get under 5 minutes. How'd you do?
We got close. I was about 525. You were right behind me.
We had a couple of Marines here.
One beat 3 minutes, a couple beat 4 minutes. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
It was President Trump who inspired us to do this.
Knocking them out. I mean, just knocking them out.
Challenging Americans to get back in shape, eat better, but also you need to get out and exercise. When we have a challenge, there's another cabinet member who we hope would show up today. We told him there was a cabinet meeting here. But anyway, we want to send out a challenge to Sean Duffy to come and do this.
So, Secretary Duffy, you're invited to do the Pete and Bobby Challenge. Can you do it in under 5 minutes? 50 pull-ups?
I mean, that old man is in blue jeans and a t-shirt tucked in with a belt, and he's laying it down. Like, bro is laying it down. Now, okay, the left never ceases to surprise me because this Ron Philip Wazowski, whatever this, Michael Wazowski, this dipshit idiot right here, he says this is, the Pete Hegseth pull-up is a bit different than the ones we did at Paris Island. Maybe it's an army thing. Okay. And so he posts, you know.
It was President Trump who inspired us to do this.
Literally, like, okay, if any.
It was President Trump who inspired.
Of course, making fun of, you know, Secretary Hegseth during his, you know, probably 48th, 49th, and 50th pull-up. And so I, of course, you know, me being me and the person that I am, see if my comment's still here. Yeah, there it is. I say, hey, man, let's see. You poke fun, so it's your turn. Film yourself hitting 50 pull-ups. All right, let's see how your form is. Good luck, buddy. So the challenge here is 50 pull-ups, 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. All right, I'm 5'8", I weighed in at 202 this morning, all right? I'm not a little guy. All right, short, yes, all right, but I'm a square. No. 100 push-ups, yeah, I can knock that out in less than 5 minutes, without a doubt. But the pull-ups, no. Todd's going to struggle. 50 pull-ups is a lot. Like, that is a lot. And if you're not swinging your body up on, you know, by number 30, then, hey, you're stronger than me. And I'm pretty strong. So, you know, Ron Flacka-Mamowski, whatever the hell your name is, that's you're my dipshittiest of the day. So congratulations, moron. But anyway, before I get out of here, I can't. This is a Rumble Studio read, and I'm really excited about it. I've done it once or twice already, but I'm doing it again because we, ladies and gentlemen, we are less than 2 weeks away from college football. And by the way, can I just say to you freaking Auburn fans, where the hell do you guys get off claiming 4 more national championships? Like, where the hell do y'all get off doing that? Like, y'all just woke up this morning. It was announced today that Auburn University decided to claim 4 more national championships. Like, really? Y'all want so bad to be Alabama, but you just can't. Look, you're the sisters of the state. Deal with it. Okay. But anyway, let's talk about the college football real quick, because according to Westwood One, do not miss the college football kickoff, because look, Saturday opening, dude, you got 1 versus 2, Alabama against Florida State, got a lot of good games. Do not miss. The countdown is over. The rivalries are real. And the road to the college football championship starts on August the 23rd. Westwood One Sports brings you every electrifying moment of college football from the first snap to the final whistle. All you got to do is scan this over here. Oh, no, over there. Scan this QR. I can't ever decide. Scan the QR code right here on rumble.com, and you get the West One Sports app, and you will not miss a snap. So if you're traveling, or if you're not at home, or you can't get to the sports bar to watch the game because you're out of town, then hey, at least you have a place to watch it. You have a place to listen to it. So check it out. So ready for college football. I hate this time of year, the last like 2 weeks before college football just sucks. Our starting running back, Jam Miller for Alabama, just got hurt. He just had to have surgery on his shoulder, so I'm pissed about it. But we have a stable. I'm telling you. I can't wait. My whole personality is going to change the Friday before the first game. And y'all know I'm coming out decked out in everything. Well, that's all the time I got today, guys. Thank you for coming and checking out the hot seat. Listen, if you are not following this channel, I ask you to do 2 things for me. Hit the like button on your way out. If you want, hit the repost button. I would appreciate it. But most importantly, if you're not following the channel, click the follow button below. It doesn't cost you anything. It helps me out. And it also lets you know when I go live, because like I have said the past couple days, Tripp's going to be coming on eventually, and those are going to be random times. So you definitely want to be following the channel to let you know when those videos get posted. Now, a couple things before I get out. I have no idea if I'm going to be here tomorrow, because I think we're trying to fly tomorrow. We might be flying Thursday. I have no idea, because as I've told you guys before, I'm not allowed to book flights, because the last 2 times I booked flights, I booked the wrong day. So my privileges have been revoked. But if we're not traveling tomorrow, tomorrow is Wifey Wednesday. Kendra will be with me here in the studio if we're here. If we're not going to be here, then you're going to get a pre-recorded show. And yes, we will be doing the Paul Harvey part 1, or actually this will be part 2. If I Were the Devil, I've gotten it written out right now. It's really good information, really eye-opening information. I really, really would, you know, advise you to check that particular thing out. So whether it's pre-recorded or Kendra will be with me here, you will get me tomorrow. You will get me Thursday as well. But other than that, I will be alongside Graham and the Mexican tomorrow on Dear America. As you can tell, I'm back in my studio. My internet is now fixed. Thank God. Hopefully we don't come across any more snakes on our way out. But Check out the description for all the information that you need. The Make Wellness link is down there. I'm telling you, they have a sale on Hydrated and Energized right now. There's a new flavor for Energized as well. Check that out. Click the link below. You can either be a customer, or if you want to make some money on your own, become an affiliate on Team Todd. I haven't talked about Make Wellness in a while, but the audio links are down there as well. Please follow those audio links and give those channels a rating. I'd appreciate it. But other than that, let's see if we have any questions for the day. No, we don't. So let's get out of here. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. You know the deal. I love you. I miss you. I mean it. And remember, God loves you. He sent his only son to die for you. And he promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And aren't you so glad that the God of the mountain is also the God of the valley? Take care, everybody. I